It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Padres fans, we're having fun now. Padres won 14 of their past 16 games, 5 in a row, and open a 3-game series against the Miami Marlins tonight at 4:10 Pacific time. And it is time right now for our manager's report with Mike Schilt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking, it's better, and we are joined, and I didn't know this, by the greatest manager in the history of Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Mike Schilt. I just saw the stat this morning. Mike Schilt's 839 winning percentage at PNC Park, 26-5, is the highest of any manager at any park in Major League history. Well, congratulations on that, Mike. They must hate you in Pittsburgh.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, we have had teams play well there, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Well, first of all, very happy birthday to you this morning. I will offer, Ben has done this before. He has sang the Marilyn Monroe version of Happy Birthday to some guests before. If you're interested, I can accommodate that for you.
Well, if he was more aligned with the Marilyn Monroe actually looking,
that's
like
fair.
Her,
yeah.
I would be more inclined.
Right. That's fair.
Enough.
That's very fair. Yeah. It comes off as creepy.
Yeah, the sentiment goes a longer way.
Good. All right, I know what, Mike, I know what fans focus in on. Big moments like Jackson Merrill's home run from the road trip in the 9th inning and the clutch moments from your team, but what about you? On a week like that, you know, 5-game winning streak, as well as the team has been playing, what are the moments, what are the things that have stood out to you over this past week?
Good question. Let me process it. It's been a lot. I mean, one thing that resonated with me in reflecting, because I got a question after the series in Pittsburgh about the series, which was, you know, there's a lot to unpack there too, but, you know, just about this in general series, I was like, you know, it's the 1 through 26, the contributions from everybody in our roster, not only in this past series, but, you know, recently, has been very, very important and a lot of contributions from a lot of different dudes, man. You know, I mean, the guys that have been contributing, obviously Jackson, big moments, Profar, big moments, Manny, big moments, Bogey's come back, done a tremendous job. You know, Rise does his thing. You know, Higgy's been good. Campy, that group's been good back behind the plate. So from a position player standpoint, you know, those guys have been tremendous. But, you know, talking about the Solanos, the David Peralta's was a big two-run homer yesterday. Tyler Wade coming in for Kimmy a little hurt and playing really well for 2 days and contributing to 2 wins. Bryce Johnson, you know, getting bunts down, making plays defensively, you know, doing a good job on the bases. You know, all those guys have been really big for us. You know, Crony's been able to get some big hits. So, you know, that contribution on the pitching side, yeah, Dylan's been great, clearly. Michael King, good to get him back. He got us through 5 the other day. Walter's been really, really consistent and steady for us. And, you know, Vasquez was effective for us yesterday as well. And, you know, Martin Perez came in, big six innings, his first start. And, you know, talk about big innings from Brian Hoying, the first game in the rain situation on opening game of the series against Pittsburgh. And, you know, we lose Cease after the first, and Hoying goes 3+ and throws up a bunch of goose eggs. And, man, what a great job in the bullpen. You know, Scott, obviously a great addition. Adam, great addition. Morejon's been good. Estrada, you know, Yuki, you know, gave up a homer yesterday, but he's been really good for us. So, obviously, point being is guys have contributed across the board, and, you know, everybody's doing their part.
Yeah, there's no question. It's been so much fun to watch, Skip. I wanted to ask you, you don't have to take us through that wacky ninth inning the other night again. I know you've done it, heard your explanation for all of it. It was kind of a new one for a lot of us, but I wanted to ask you this. Now, I know you came out to make sure that nobody got thrown out because you didn't have anybody left on the bench. Had the worst happen there, and let's say it's Manny, you know, playing third base, and he was pretty vocal to the umpire, and had the worst happen, and Manny actually got run, who would you have put in, and where would you have put them?
I'll keep that state secret. I definitely got out there. You know, I mean, there was a few candidates, not many. I mean, you look at the bullpen's been used.
Right. It's got to be a starter. It's got to be a starter.
You don't really have anybody
starter,
in the bullpen. Well, it's got to be a starter. It's not the next day starter because, right, you know, not to. And then you don't want to just put anybody out there because who knows what can happen. So, but yeah, man, it was what a wild three games in Pittsburgh. I mean, you know, hard to unpack all of it. Yeah, that ninth, I mean, you just want to make sure, which I did. Manny's got a good head on his shoulders. Sure. He knows the situation. But, you know, and he was right. I mean, they completely, you know, whiffed on, not the umpires, just the setting of the clock in the first place. So that's when we intentionally walked eight. Instead of resetting the clock to 30, they put it back to 15. And then it got, you know, Andy a little, it got the timing of everybody off about being engaged to the eight. And then, you know, Suarez, again, thinking it's 30 because new hitter. Next thing you know, there's a ball. And give them credit, they got it right. But, you know, because of that, again, in a high leverage situation, Manny's like, no, nah, man, that's wrong. So I go out, make sure Manny's good, make my point to them, stay out there. And it was an interesting trip, say the least.
I just kept picturing Matt Waldron playing third base or something in my mind, and I just said, I wonder what Skip would have had up his sleeve. But, yeah, listen, you know, keep those trade secrets close to the vest in case you have to use them. You're talking about a fan. We watched Joe Musgrove play left field a couple years ago.
Well, it felt like it was one of the moments of his life when he got out there, and
And, you know, if I know one thing, because we've talked to Crony a bunch on this show, and I asked him, how much do you lobby to the skipper to let you come in and pitch in a blowout? He goes, all the time. And I go, man, if there's one thing I know about baseball players, they're never really happy with what they want to do a little bit more. So I was just kind of wondering, are there guys that are in your ear like, Skip, let me hit, let me play second in a blowout or something like that?
I don't pitchers don't want to go on the field in a blowout.
Yeah.
They used to lobby more, for at bats, but that was back when they were hitting.
Yeah.
You know, and they were into that, and they were hitting and, you know, hitting every day. And, but now we don't play that game anymore. So nobody's lobbying for that, necessarily. Crony, different story.
we knew it.
Yeah. He wants out there. He's pretty pleased with his zero ERA, career ERA, and quite candidly, that the rules don't allow it anymore. I understand the genesis of it, but you know, we were thin on pitching, as I'm sure you know, especially yesterday. Crony would have been an option, like in a competitive situation, but by rule we couldn't do it. You know, because it's got to be a plus or minus, or you know, eight.
Yeah,
run differential. So you know, he was in the mix.
It's our manager's report with Mike Schilt. Padres are in Miami tonight, and we have talked about Jackson Merrill a lot, considering what this kid is doing at age 21 and how he's produced. But I also see, just from my perspective, that his teammates responding to him. He's got kind of an infectious attitude, just the way he carries himself. And I wondered, can a 21-year-old in your mind be a leader on a team, in a clubhouse that's filled with veterans, guys who've been around for a decade plus, like Manny and Profar, but feels like everyone responds to this kid pretty well. What are you seeing there?
Definitely, he's earned rightfully the respect. You know, Toddy said it even in spring training, which I thought was a nice tip of the hat in early the season, especially as early as, you know, as it was. He just said, you know, the guy's a baller, man. You know, you got to respect it. And ballers know ballers, and that's just how it works. And you know, I would, you know, leadership, he's able to rise the tides with his affection, with his play and his passion for playing. He loves to compete, and he also knows how to compete, and he's got the skill set to match it. So, you know, guys respect that. Jackson goes about it completely in the right way. He's got a tremendous amount of humility. He puts his head down. He goes and plays the game the right way. And that's really speaks volumes to our club. And it does have, you know, the infectious energy brings, you know, helps guys, I believe. But, you know, just him being able to lead himself and make sure he's doing what he needs to do and goes about it in the right way creates a lot of cred for the guys in the clubhouse.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, here on Ben and Woods this morning. I wanted to get just kind of a general baseball opinion from you about the six-man rotation, which, you know, listen, I've seen teams employ it before. Don't know if you have in your career, in your previous stop, but, you know, with Joe Musgrove coming back, assuming he stays healthy and everything else, is that something that you would consider doing? Why not? Pros and cons as you see them.
I have done it. It's all personnel-based. As you would expect, Joe is coming back. We have the personnel to be able to do it, but also we also need to look up and recognize, you know, some basic math, right? Like six starters, seven relievers. And so we also, if we feel confident, which we do, we confident all our starters, but making sure they're going to be able to go deep and also keep our bullpen fresh. And the way our bullpen's constructed right now, we have a lot of high leverage guys, a lot of one inning guys. And so, and that's great. Our bullpen's we love our bullpen, obviously. But we're not structured right now for our bullpen to handle a 6-man rotation with seven guys. And then you get guys out of their roles, a little bit more. So, you know, we've got a lot of games coming up. So it's, yeah, you go, okay, get the extra rest. We've been able to get Michael LeBlow here recently. We didn't want it necessarily, but, you know, take it as a blessing in that, you know, he got the comebacker and, you know, he went 11 days in between starts. So that was turned out to be a built-in blow for him. You know, we've had days off recently. Guys are getting extra blows. Dylan, clearly we didn't want to lose him after an inning in the first game of the series recently, but you know, that's going to turn out to be a blow for him. You know, Joe's coming back, you know, feel like he's pretty fresh. He's going to need to get built up a little bit, which is going to require more bullpen. So, you know, a lot of different moving parts to it, but that's the big picture and the more specific reason for what we're looking to do.
All right, got one more for you, because I heard you talking about it after the game yesterday, and there's been kind of a joke among Padres fans the last, 20-plus years about Padres hitting coach being one of the least job security jobs you can have in baseball. So I think it's worth mentioning, talking about who Victor Rodriguez is and what he's done for your club. I wasn't aware that you kind of went back so far with him, and I heard you talking about Victor after the game, and I wanted you to give a chance to kind of tell us a little bit more about your hitting coach and what he's brought to the table for your offense.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. You know, I think number one is hitting coach, number two is manager, and that short lifespan of Padre staff members, which we'd love to change, both of us, for a long time. But way back with Victor to 1980. Victor came up as a young player at 17 in AA. So he was on that, you know, Ethan Salas kind of track. in Double A, played second base for the team in Charlotte that won a Southern League championship. My mom was administrative assistant for that team, Francis Crockett. And, yeah, Victor was our second baseman. I shined his shoes every day at home and got a chance to meet him and spent a couple of years there in Charlotte, a couple stops on his journey to the big leagues. And, you know, that group, including Victor, has stayed really close. That group of players that came through there, that staff, it was just a really cool group experience. It was a really tight-lit family. The players thought they were well taken care of. They enjoyed their time in Charlotte. There's been multiple reunions of that team that won that championship that I've, you know, been able to be a part of. So I've known Victor a long time, had a lot of personal respect and a ton of professional respect. What he brings, this guy is, he's just got a beautiful way about him. He's got that common sense approach to something that's really hard. He's able to make something really hard simple, and that's hitting. He's able to connect with players. He's got a ton of experience personally, you know, having done it, but also more so, you know, professionally teaching and doing it. He's worked with some of the greatest hitters of, you know, our generation and some historically when he was in Boston, you know, having Manny Ramirez and Big Poppy and Pedroia. And of course, we had Bogey over there as well for 10 years. And then he goes over to Cleveland with Jose Ramirez, who just donned him his fourth or fifth All-Star jersey out of respect for what he's done for him in his career. So Victor's just, he's a real treasure asset to the organization. He's done a tremendous job and couldn't be more excited and blessed to have him on the staff.
Well, Mike, appreciate it. Hopefully a birthday dub for you guys tonight. And we'll talk to you next Friday when you're going to be back out on the road again already after a quick homestand against the Pirates next week. Good luck. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres, our manager's report, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better.
Good comment in the chat. Schilt might have one of the coolest success stories on his path to being a major league manager. No doubt. There's no doubt about it.
His mom working in the minor leagues and him just getting in that way and doing every job possible.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
To get through and rise the ranks to become the best manager Pittsburgh has ever seen.
Ever.
In the history of baseball.
That winning percentage there is insane. It's insane. It's insane. That's a torrid
pace. I had no idea. They see Mike Schilt coming, and they're like, oh, no. Oh, he's back.
Yeah, he's back.
This guy's back.
He's like the Terminator of Pittsburgh. It's incredible.
Got some thoughts on what the skipper had to say. We'll react to that coming up next. Quick check of traffic. More Ben Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I was impressed by Mike Schilt's ability to run down all 26 players on his roster, which deservedly so. We talked about it earlier today. They have really gotten contributions from everyone. It feels like it's a different guy every day that has stepped up. Whoever's day it is today, great, fantastic. But he mentioned them all for this past week.
Who are the two starters that didn't start the series?
who are the two starters, Waldron.
Yep.
And Perez.
There you go. So those are the only two guys that didn't directly contribute to those three wins, and they'll get their turn this weekend against Miami.
And maybe Carl Edwards Jr., but we didn't mention him.
Yeah.
You don't need to kick a guy when he's down. That was a tough outing, obviously. And by the way, I don't know if you saw this. I saw it in the UT notes. So Carl Edwards, who was kind of the emergency, they need an arm guy yesterday, woke up yesterday morning in Sugar Land, Texas at 4 a.m., had to drive to Houston to catch a 7:30 flight to Pittsburgh. He didn't even get to the game until the second inning. And then by the sixth, he was in and trying to, stem the tide on a Pirates rally. Now, he didn't do it. He walked two, gave up a hit, and it didn't work out. But he was a guy who was stretched out enough, whereas if Randy Vasquez had only gone three innings like he did in Baltimore recently, they could have thrown him out there for three or four innings without damaging the rest of their bullpen. They needed someone like that in the game, and they didn't. They had five relievers who were down, so they took their chances with Carl Edwards Jr. It didn't work out. I don't know that he'll still be on the team today or if they'll make another move and bring someone else up. I would suspect that they would. But they'll also have some of the guys who were down yesterday back available, like Hoeing and some of the other pitchers who had thrown a lot of innings. They were able to get a bunch of guys the day off yesterday, which will help them going into this series.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be like this, man. It's going, Carl Edwards Jr., That was a tough outing for him, man. I really did feel terrible for him. I was also, very angry in the moment that we couldn't get him out there. But yeah, you watch enough baseball, that stuff's going to happen. I was bummed for him. It was a really big out he needed to get, and he didn't get the job done. I don't know what that means for the future. Alec Jacob has pitched really, really well for this team, but he'd thrown a lot of pitches and they thought it was the right decision. And I don't know.
Well, who else would it have been?
I don't know.
You have to send someone down.
Yeah. Somebody's got to go.
He was one of the guys.
He's got options.
He's got options. He was unavailable. Now, technically, you can't bring him back right away unless someone goes on the injured list.
Correct.
Although someone always goes on the injured list at some point. He'll have that opportunity. And remember, you still have Wandy Peralta on the injured list. I'm not sure when he's scheduled back, but you signed him to a 4-year deal. So, Wandy, they still expect to be a part of this bullpen going forward. As much as it's been improved since the trade deadline, he'll need a spot at some point. It's a crowded bullpen right now.
It is. It is.
If it weren't for the rain delay, we wouldn't be talking about any of this.
Yeah.
Cease probably would have pitched 7, 8, whatever, and they'd have a rested bullpen. Because of that rain delay, acts of God, things beyond your control, Padres were in a tight spot yesterday in that game, and somehow they still managed to win it. So there really aren't any complaints here.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's so above my pay grade on who comes up and who goes down and whether it's the right decision or not. I mean, the time will tell, certainly, but, you picked him up for a reason. Now you're going to have to figure out what to do with him. You got to give him another shot, don't you? And if you have a 6-7 run lead, you need guys like that. You need guys that are able to eat those innings. And had he gone out and made a pitch, got a guy to roll over, goes out and eats a couple innings for you, yeah, it would have helped tremendously. They won the game, so I'm not going to complain too much about it. But it's like everything. You've seen these guys over the course of the season, Ben, earn their roles. And I think in some cases, I don't want to say lose their roles, but maybe go back to a different role. We've seen it happen. So they're going to be careful with how they handle all of these guys because, again, you don't want to burn everybody out before you get to October, but you still got to get there.
I know Yuki Matsui wants to work his way back into more, higher leverage roles, and he got that big out to end the sixth,
yes,
and then, of course, gave up the home run. And I think the collective memory of Padres fans may be a little weak here. I saw a lot of, Yuki, another home run. I think he's only given up like three all year. He's not a home run dispenser. His ERA is like 3.4. And while he's had a couple of moments where he's given up in important spots runs that have hurt the Padres this year, I'm not going to say that he hasn't. There are 29 other teams that would happily take a Yuki Matsui in their bullpen right now.
No doubt.
They would. So I'm not even going to get that upset about what happened with Yuki Matsui in the seventh inning yesterday.
No.
It's baseball. You're not going to shut out every opponent all day, all night. Your bullpen will give up some runs. It's going to happen. And you got to find a way to win games. And the Padres are doing a great job of finding ways, different ways to win games every single day. They also picked up some ground finally in the wild card race. The Philadelphia Phillies doing the Lord's work, beat the Dodgers twice, and now end the four-game winning streak of the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday with a 6-4 win last night. That was, by the way, the third time the Diamondbacks have won four in a row since the All-Star break.
Wow.
They've gone four wins, loss, four wins, loss, four wins, loss. Go ahead and don't start another four-game winning streak today, if you would, Arizona. Padres now game up on Arizona for the first wild card spot. And 2.5 up now on the New York Mets, who are your new third wild card team. For the first time, the Atlanta Braves are no longer in possession of one of the playoff positions in the National League. The Mets got two home runs from Pete Alonso in a 9-1 win over the Rockies, while the Braves had a miserable series at home. They were routed by the Brewers 16-7, Milwaukee completing a three-game sweep. And in that three-game series, Woods, the Atlanta pitching staff gave up 42 hits to the Milwaukee Brewers in three games.
Adam, as our resident Braves fan, what is going on with your team?
Don't do this.
It's simple injuries.
Oh, yes. We just said that's not an excuse, though.
It is for this team. Strider, Acuna, Albies, Michael Harris. I mean, the list goes on. Reynaldo Lopez is an all-star. He's on the IL. Goes on and on. Sean Murphy's missed two-thirds of the season.
Yeah.
I heard Brian Snitker may retire.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, after next season.
After next season.
He may be close to done as well. But, I said it in the roundtable like 3 weeks ago. Then I'm not sure the Braves are going
to... on the IL. I mean... Yeah. Injuries,
you can say they're not an excuse, but they are absolutely...
It's not an excuse. Well, it's a reason.
It's a reason. It's an absolute reason why the Atlanta Braves aren't playing well.
It's lawyer speak is what that is.
I mean, if I'm a Braves fan, I'm going, well, they're still just a half game out of a playoff spot despite all these injuries, despite playing really poorly since the All-Star break. No reason. You know, maybe they could start playing well again at some point. Now, they may get Albies back, but Acuna's done, Strider's done. They're not getting everybody back. The question is, do they have enough going forward? And then the Giants kind of won a wild one. They're still hanging on the fringes. They were playing the Nationals. Both teams scored three in the ninth to force a 10th inning. And then the Giants scored four in the top of the 10th and beat the Washington Nationals 9-5. So that's your playoff update in the National League postseason chase, which now sees the Padres alone on top of the National League wildcard standings. And remember, if it comes down to the Padres and Diamondbacks, right now they're tied. They've both won five games of their 10. There's three games left against Arizona. They're the last three at Chase Field in Phoenix to end the season. Winning that series could be huge because not only it would be a series win, but a season series win, whoever takes that one, too.
God, I hope it doesn't come down to that.
That may end up being a huge series, whether it's for a playoff spot or a home field advantage, or even in a division race, if the Dodgers and Diamondbacks and Padres are all fighting for the division, though, that could be an unbelievable last three games.
And I think we should go to that.
I kind of do, too.
I really do.
I mean,
Adam?
Now, it may be meaningless as well. We don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
But it may be the biggest three-game series the Padres have played in the regular season since they swept the Dodgers to end the 1996 season and win the division.
Just a short jaunt from here over to Arizona. I think we should probably make plans if it comes down to
that.
That
would be a weekend series.
Oh, so, it would?
Yeah, I believe it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday to end the season, if I'm not mistaken. So.
All right. Let's talk about it.
That's a big one.
You're
all right,
late.
Final segment.
Our boss is literally here.
Of Ben and Woods.
Got to be on time.
Coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. Wrapping up the week here with Ben and Woods and Adam Klug, a.k.a. Bald Reindl.
Yes.
Because Paul Reindl is on his way to a bachelor party weekend in that Sin City Mecca of Leavenworth, Washington.
You have to feel pretty good if you're Mrs. Reindl this morning.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Vegas or Atlantic City.
Right. Or like Scottsdale, really anywhere where you can get in trouble. Leavenworth, Washington.
It sounds fairly tame up there.
It is a Bavarian town. That is
pretzels. A lot of Danishes and such.
A lot of Danish, which is where...
Sounds good to me, actually.
If I had a bachelor party now, I would pick Lebanon.
So during the break, I asked Woods, well, with Paulie going to a bachelor party, I mean, what's the wildest bachelor party or weekend you've ever attended? And should I be asking you this on the air because of Paulie? And Woods gave the heaviest sigh and goes... Yeah, I guess I should probably share my bachelor party experiences. So I have no idea what.
Well, I mean, I can't get into great detail, but they've all been.
We need some detail.
I mean, they've all.
I mean, you can dance around it with the best of them. So I'm curious about Woods's like number one bachelor party experience, and we will. We will try to open that can of worms right after.
I don't want to, but...
Check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Adam and I, we're both looking at each other. No one invites us to bachelor parties because we're the people who try to keep the fun from getting too out of control. Like, we're the responsible people who are like, hey, we should probably wrap it up, guys. And, you know, hey, think about tomorrow. We got some plans. We want to make sure we tune... We're not fun bachelor party people. But you've had your wilder side. So, spill it, Woods. Bachelor party, Woods. What's the story?
Mine was
your bachelor party.
Train wreck.
Who planned it?
A couple guys on our baseball team, and we planned it around our trip out to Arizona to play in the Adult Ball World Series. Like it's they call it the World Series. It's all teams from all over the country. It's really good competition, and I'm not kidding you when I say we had 25 guys in a mansion, a giant mansion in Scottsdale. It had a back house that had like 10 beds. It had a huge master bedroom that they all gave me.
So this is designed for big party groups,
huge pool, huge spread, and the whole team went out. I think everybody stayed at the house except for a couple of our older, like, married dudes. And I mean, it was... We partied all night, every night, and then played like two games a day, every day, and then would go party. It was, the drive home from Arizona was the most excruciating experience of my entire life. And when I showed up at home, Hannah looked at me. Now, we won the World Series, too, that year. We beat really good team.
You couldn't have been that, you couldn't have partied that hard if you still had the ability to play good baseball at the same time.
My guys were incredible. They were incredible and thrived in that environment, I think. But it was, we literally went out every single night. We were there for four nights. No breaks, no breathers. Everyone on a couple hours of sleep, going out, balling out, and playing some really good teams. There's a picture of me somewhere, of me. We went to a convenience store, and I was dead. I mean, I was dead. And I got, there's the big ice walk-in ice cooler, and there's a picture of me in the ice cooler sitting on ice trying to just get my head right to go out and play a doubleheader that day. But it was incredible and so much fun. And, yeah, it was wild. It was as wild as anything I've ever been a part
of. But you mostly stayed at that mansion and didn't
go out.
No, you did.
We went out every night.
Okay, so you went out.
Yeah, we went out every single night. Went to Bottled Blonde in Scottsdale, and just we went there like three nights in a row, and then we went another place. It was bananas, and everybody that was there, it was nuts. It was nuts. So I've done some Vegas ones that were out of control. It's not fun anymore. I just can't do it like I used to. If I got married again, which I don't think I would, I will. I wouldn't do one.
Hannah, he loves you that much.
100%.
That he doesn't think he will get married again.
I mean, you know, I don't think I will, right? But I wouldn't do it again. Did you have a bachelor party?
I did. I played golf.
Oh, boy.
Golf trip to Las Vegas.
How many people?
I like doing. Just like four.
Four
my brother,
people.
My buddy Scott, who was my best man. Yeah, it was just like just a very small group.
Did you do one, Kluger?
I did. I went on a cruise.
With your buddies?
With my buddies.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
So,
that's,
you know,
like all kind of
drinking, going to the pool, went to a private island.
Private island?
It was a good time.
Oh, my wife is listening, and she's in the chat. She says, cool, Steven. What does that mean? I said I probably wouldn't get married again.
I think she wants to hear I'm definitely
the
not
word
getting
probably
married
is
again.
What did
yeah.
What am I? I'm not. What am I? A fortune teller? No idea. She could leave me. It's not. It's not. It's. I'm not. I don't hold all the cards here. She could walk out the door today.
And you want to at least have the option.
Oh,
of,
yeah.
You know, maybe
of course. Of
finding
course.
Love for a third time. In your
Jax
life.
Said, would have paid to be a fly on the wall at Ben's bachelor
no,
party.
You
Why?
Wouldn't.
You would have fallen asleep. Out. Like a lion.
Went out to sushi. It was delicious. And played golf. And did a little gambling. And that was about it.
No, yeah, because you didn't. We took you to your very first adult
right.
place.
Right, I had never been, so obviously I didn't do
you
it
were
on my
in
bachelor.
Vegas?
Yeah.
And you didn't go?
No.
On your bachelor party?
Nope.
Did you get drunk?
I had some sake, for sure.
You
good
really?
Amount of sake was consumed.
I'll be thinking for the rest of the day about the fly falling asleep at your bachelor party. Because he's so bored at your bachelor party, he just fell asleep. You, why would you want to be a fly on the wall for that one?
That's definitely not the one you want to be a fly on the wall for.
How many guys were at yours, Adam?
Probably about eight, maybe. 8 to 10.
Yeah, and Paulie's in it right now, man. He's still young. He's got friends getting married for the first time. Ben and I have friends getting married for the third time. You know, it's an expensive proposition. If the more friends you have, the more expensive it gets. I mean, I remember, like, for my buddy Bobby, who is in Chicago, I had to plan the whole thing. And so I'm planning everything and then calling us, hey, you got to pay me like $1,500 for this club and this dinner and all this. It is
expensive. What would drive me crazy and why no one ever asked me to plan a bachelor party is I'd know that you'd make all these plans and they'd all be thrown out the window after you
see
go the first
you
night
planned?
And you do too well. No. You go, you party too hard the first night, and no one wants to get up for the fun activities that I plan the next morning.
I can't do it. I'm a one night guy.
Exactly.
That's it. I wouldn't, that's why I'd be the worst to take on a golf trip, because we'd go and we'd play golf when we got there, we'd party, and then we'd have these tee times and be like, I'm not going.
See, when I go on golf trips, I want to play 36.
Right.
So I got to be pretty responsible the rest of the time.
I probably would do that now. Now we're planning a trip next year to go see the Padres on the road. Everybody's doing it. We never do it. We're going to do it as a show. We're going to go to Philly. And I was getting some recommendations on places to stay and whatnot. But I think it will be a tame trip because it'll be me, you, and Paulie, and it's business. It's kind of a business trip, even though our company's not paying for it. We're paying for it, but it's still kind of a business trip.
I'm there, so it's going to be a tame trip. And you're there.
It will be tame, but I want to eat some good food. Is there some golf we should play out there?
Ah, yeah.
In July,
they have
Philadelphia?
Some really good courses in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
Absolutely.
I don't want like a two-hour drive or anything.
I mean, who knows what... there's three of us. Maybe there's a tier one who's got a good course in Philly that wants to play golf with us when we're out there.
Yeah, well, we're going in July. So the more tier ones that are out there, that'd be amazing. So, yeah, Matt Strom will be a guest. Are you kidding? We'll be hanging with him. We're not working when we're there. We're going to go there and enjoy the game, maybe even two games. We don't know yet. I want to see Ben run up the stairs like Rocky, 1,000%. See the Liberty Bell. And but yeah, very, very excited for that next year. I'm starting to plan it ASAP.
All right. So Ben apparently does not like bachelor parties that much, but Ben does like a whole lot of other things. Let's wrap up the week. Adam, if you would, please.
I like good, juicy, sweet strawberries.
I like a good marching band. I like a good thin pancake.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
I like a barbecue chicken pizza. I really like those seats. I like a midnight buffet. I kind of like the smell of soft scrub. I like more of a small derriere. I like cake.
I like Ed Sheeran.
I like both a hamburger and a cheeseburger. I like clocks. I like how I've kind of set up my life. I like grasshopper pie.
Oh, no, I like it creamy.
I like good, firm banana. I like just looking out at the sea. I like eating.
I like moist.
I like curry.
I like big butts.
I like fried Brussels sprouts. I like more of a firm filling. I like corn.
I like Nordstrom. I do like musicals.
I like pepperoni.
I like nice hotels.
I like Nick getting a start today. I like nuts. I like Steph Curry.
I like that song.
I like Squirt.
I like sake. I like San Diego State.
I like Straight Up, Paula Abdul.
I like the beef and broccoli. I like to mix it up. I like science experiments. I like that song. I like the crispiness of the waffle. I really like cheese. The little lunch meat. I like very straight lines. I like cannelloni. I like a well-crafted headline. I like brown sugar. I
like maps.
I'll say I like Justin Turner.
I like going to golf games. I like diving into chores.
Like sugar.
I do like Butterfinger.
I like blue and silver are not bad colors.
I like the time change.
I like Major League Baseball's new rule.
I like the radio.
I like geography.
I like the knuckle method.
I like Skippy.
And I like pie.
I like Bob Melvin. I really do.
I like Jace Tingler, too.
I like this day.
I like being right.
I still do like movie scores.
I like good food.
I like maps.
I like when interviews can turn into organic conversation.
I do like a Stouffer's French bread pizza.
I like having the wind go through my hair.
I think I like shows that the characters have an arc.
I like the full lettuce, tomato, onion experience as well.
I like those kind of burgers.
I like the big overflowing bag of fries.
I like those little Smarties rolls.
I liked what I saw from Seth Lugo.
I liked his competitive fire.
I like walking around between the different lands.
Steve Kerr, though, I like that.
Different
lands. I like living on the coast.
Disneyland.
I like watching Tiger still.
I like the idea of that matchup.
I liked what I saw in the preseason.
I like the aloneness sometimes of Texas Hold'em.
I like watching San Diego State basketball.
I like those cashew buttered cashews.
I like cold, clear sake.
I like a lot
more
of things.
Sake.
I like Chick-fil-A sauce.
I just like rankings.
I like Steve Winwood.
I like pie gal poker.
I like to be informed on subjects.
I like Chicago.
I like Tom Petty.
I like the idea of another left-handed bat in the lineup for sure.
I do like a good Matt Damon film.
I like being on the same page.
I like broccoli. I like Brussels sprouts.
I like a lot of things.
I like this shirt.
I like Wipeout.
I liked my omelet.
I like San Diego State at home.
I like when a baseball player can be more than just a baseball player.
I like vanilla.
I like the atmosphere.
I like the felt on a poker table.
Just kind of how it feels under your fingers when you're there.
I like rhubarb pie.
I like the window seat.
Changing the subject. I like that.
I like just the standard yellow peep.
I like how San Diego State's playing right now.
I like finer things.
I like calling a game.
I like fiction more than nonfiction.
Just like the cream.
I actually like playing golf with other people.
I've liked everything I've seen so far from Mike Schill.
I like Mexican food.
I like just the solar system.
I do like steak.
I like specifics.
I like going to 7 Mile Casino during the day.
I like that people are there having a good time.
I like my new eating schedule. I liked what I was eating.
Yeah, I like the variety of the menu at Sammy's.
I do like a good midnight buffet.
Never taunts me. It just never, it always makes me laugh.
All right, where's the Rally Roach?
Let's Rally Roach is here.
I need to give it a kiss for the weekend.
Yep.
Three games. Mwah. Adam, would you like to kiss the Roach?
Roach.
We got three games in Miami. 4:10 today. I think it's 1:10 tomorrow and then 10:35 on Sunday. So
perfect.
Some earlier baseball here this weekend for you here on 97.3 The Fan. And yeah, I mean, never going to complain about a series win, but anything less than a sweep, and we're going to feel like probably gave one away.
Gave one away.
Against Skip Schumacher's Miami Marlins. They will play.
They will play
hard.
Tough. Yeah, they will.
For Skip. I know that. They don't have a lot of talent, and I don't think he'd actually even be that offended if he heard me say that.
No,
but they will
they,
play hard
they,
for
they
it.
They traded it all
yeah,
away.
They did.
Everybody.
We have some of it.
We have, some,
teams
of it,
have
yeah,
some of it.
100%.
But they don't have any of it left.
Right.
But they'll play hard.
But you know, again, we talk about it all the time. The guys that are playing right now for Miami, Ben, they're playing for jobs. They're playing to get noticed. They're playing to get traded. They're playing to be big leaguers.
Beaten,
you know,
they've beaten teams since the trade deadline. Not more than you know, a few of them. So
yep,
Padres will have to come as well as they've played the last couple of weeks.
No
to keep
let
it
off.
Going.
Yep.
All right, that is it for us. Annie and Elston are coming up next. Adam, have a great weekend. Thanks for sitting in. We'll have Italian Paul on Monday. And then
good job, Kluger.
Real Paul back on Tuesday. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great weekend from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.